don't know why they're not playing this song on The Preacher, on AMC's Preacher with Dominic Cooper. They should totally
so
do
perfect.
It.
So perfect.
We have a guest in studio. It's an honor to meet you. She did that song. Joan Osborne, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you guys this morning?
We are so happy you're up here. That song right there made me want to take vocal lessons.
Okay, why is that?
Because it was just beautiful and moving, and I've been in love with your voice.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much.
And it has, Wendy already knows this, one of my favorite lyrics in the history of music, except for the Pope, maybe in Rome.
Yep. Yeah.
Beautifully written. Eric Bazillion's work, right?
Yeah, a guy named Eric Bazillion, who is in a band called the Hooters out of Philadelphia, wrote that song and co-wrote a lot of the other stuff on that Relish album that that song is on. So. Mm-hmm.
So Bob Dylan, where does Bob Dylan come in? I was watching a video that there was it Ella Fitzgerald who did some compilations of her take on things.
Well, back in the 1950s and I believe the early 60s, she released a series of records, and it's now called the Songbook Series, where she picked a different writer and did a whole album devoted to each writer. People like Cole Porter and Harold Arlen and the people who are sort of considered to be, you know, great American songbook songwriters. And, you know, I always have had this in the back of my mind that I would love to do a similar project, but just pick the writers that I love and sort of update the idea. So this new album of Bob Dylan songs is kind of, you know, the first foray into what I hope will be a series like the Songbook Series.
Give us a couple names. We're hoping that this becomes a series. So after Bob Dylan, give us a couple names of who's the future.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I have a lot of things in mind. I went on a real Lou Reed jag the other day because there's a ton of great songs of his, and of course, you know, he's got one of those voices which is very idiosyncratic, and my voice is very different, so right away you're going to have a different take on some of those songs. You know, people like Tom Waits I think would be a great choice. I love Nick Cave. Many people have suggested the Grateful Dead songbook because I've worked with them in the past. So, you know, there's a lot of great ideas. I love Lucinda Williams as a writer. Even though she herself is a great singer, I feel like maybe there's a way for me to get into that material and do something fresh with it. So I'm excited about the idea. I hope it really kind of, you know, takes off as like a parallel lane for me to travel in along with my own writing to do this as well.
Although you pick Bob Dylan as your first one, how do you decide in the catalog of songs, how do you decide which ones you're going
to
do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was really the hardest thing was to just, there's hundreds and hundreds of brilliant songs. You know, for this album, what we, you know, my co-producers and I wanted to do is to pick things from all throughout his career. You know, a lot of people know his stuff from the 60s or from the 70s, but he's, you know, written great songs all throughout his career. So we've included stuff from his work in the 1980s and the 1990s and the 2000s. And that was one of the kind of criteria that we used. We also wanted to do some songs that people were very familiar with and then other things that they might not know. So you would have some nice surprises along with hearing songs that you, you know, are interested in hearing again in a different way. And then also just stuff that, you know, I was personally drawn to or connected to in some way. So we could definitely do another 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 records of Bob Dylan songs, you know, because there's plenty left over.
Is he aware that you're doing this? Do you have to ask permission? How does that work?
Well, you know, you don't actually have to ask permission
to
sing a Bob
song.
No, you don't. You just have to pay him if you make money from it, you know. But his publishing company, the people who run that, we've been in touch with them and they've been very supportive and said, you know, whatever you need, we'd love to help you out. So I don't know if the man himself is aware or knows anything about it, but definitely the people in his...
yesterday's Facebook post.
Oh, that's right.
He said, stop it, Joan. Finally, someone can understand my songs. That's what he said.
No, he did say something very very nice about it on Facebook. I don't know if he himself writes his own Facebook posts.
I bet he does.
Maybe he does. I don't know. I don't want to really expect or hope that. I mean,
but what a thrill for you if one of your idols all of a sudden is not only acknowledging it but giving you his blessing, going, "Yeah, I can't wait to hear it."
That would be wonderful. Yeah. I would be very excited. Yeah.
Would you like to introduce? Boy, that word just went out of my
mind.
Would you like to?
I think I should intervene right now.
Would you like to introduce the gentleman you brought up with you today?
Yes. On the guitar, we have Mr. Jack Petruzzelli. who is also a co-producer of the record. And on keyboards, we have Mr. Keith Cotton, who is also a co-producer of the record.
Hey, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So the first song you selected is a fantastic song from the Bob Dylan catalog.
Yeah, this is a song that was a hit for Manfred Mann in the 1960s, and Jack had this great idea to put more of a gospel flavor on it for our version. So so we are going to sing for you. Well, you'll know what it is. And boats. Some are building monuments, others jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like to do just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet. But jumping cues and making haste ain't my cup of meat. Everybody's out in the trees feeding pigeons all under the limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without.
Tell you who to call. Nobody can get no sleep. There's someone on everybody's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without. Quinn.
Could you try and have more fun together?
So beautiful.
Joan Osborne, so Jack beautiful. Petrozelli, Keith Cotton, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll
be
hanging out tonight at City Winery. It's an 8 p.m. show. You can go to citywinery.com/Chicago or go to Joan's site, joanosborne.com. How do you have a voice this early in the morning?
Well, you know, I try to get enough sleep. It's not easy. And I did some warm-ups and drank a big coffee before.
The music world lends itself to going to bed early, doesn't it? If you're in music, you usually go to bed around 9, 9:30.
Not so much, but, you know, I'm a mom, too, so I'm used to getting in bed early and getting up early.
How
so.
Old kids?
She's 12.
12.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
she doing a tribute to Jacob Dylan?
I'll bring that up with
See
her.
If
but
she wants
she's,
in on that.
She's not a big rock music fan. She's like, Mom, rock music is boring.
Really?
And yeah, that's what she said.
Wow.
She's more into
she's more into pop music.
Yeah.
So.
I had one like that too, a boy, and at 14, took him to a Van Halen show, and that changed everything.
Oh, there
you
go.
There's some advice for you.
We'll take a quick break, and then more ahead. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we're bringing the fun here to the studios at WGN Radio. Jonah Osborne is here, singer, songwriter. Someone has texted us. How was it working with the Funk Brothers? Pretty fun?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, the Funk Brothers are the original Motown studio band, and several years ago I got to perform with them as part of a movie called Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a documentary about their lives and also a concert movie about people performing with them in live in Detroit. And, you know, to be on stage with those guys was just so amazing because they sounded just like those records, you
right.
know, and it's such a massive sound and such this, like this part of American musical DNA, you know, and just to be there with them was really inspiring. And I just felt so lifted up by them.
That's awesome. I'm halfway through that. I have to finish up that documentary.
Yeah,
it's really
great,
good.
It's a great story for real.
So right now, Joan Osborne has picked Bob Dylan, Songs of Bob Dylan. You will be appearing at City Winery tonight at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
along with Jack and Keith, who are with you today.
That's right.
You can go to citywinery.com. Do you have time to do another song for us?
Sure, yeah. We'd like to do one off of the a new record, Songs of Bob Dylan. Here you go. High water rising, rising night and day. All the gold and silver being stolen away. Big Joe Turner looking east and west from the dark room of his mind. He made it to Kansas City, 12th Street and Vine, and there was nothing standing there. High water everywhere. Rising, shacks are sliding down. Folks lose their possessions and folks are leaving town. Bertha Mason shook it, broke it, then she hung it on a wall. Said you're dancing with whom they tell you to, or you don't dance at all. It's tough out there. High water everywhere. Got a craving love for blazing speed. Got a hopped up Mustang Ford. To the wagon, love, throw your pennies overboard. I could write you poems, make a strong man lose his mind. I'm no pig without a wig. I hope you treat me kind. Things are breaking up out there. High water everywhere. High water rising, 6 inches above my head. Coffins dropping in the street like balloons made out of lead. Water pouring into Vicksburg. Don't know what I'm gonna do. Don't reach out for me, she said. Can't you see I'm drowning too? It's tough out there. High water everywhere. Well, George Lewis, totally Englishman. The Italian and the Jew. You can't open up your mind, boys, to every conceivable point of view. They got Charles Darwin trapped out there on Highway 5. Judge says to the high sheriff, I want him dead or alive. Either one, I don't care. High water everywhere. Cuckoo is a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm putting out your eyes. I asked Pat Nancy for something to eat. She said, take it off the shelf. As great as you are, man, you'll never be greater than yourself. I told her I didn't really care. High water everywhere. Thank you.
Walking away from the women, I'm giving them lots of room. Under rolling over clocks, still everything is looking blue. I just can't be happy, love, unless you're happy too. It's bad out there. High water everywhere.
God, you are amazing. She's Joan Osborne, guitar, Jack Petrozelli, and keys, Keith Cotton, and percussion provided by Advil or Tylenol.
It's melatonin, actually.
Oh, that's the best. That's very healthy. Doesn't that song illustrate that Bob Dylan, at his core, is just a master storyteller?
Absolutely. And, you know, you think about this song, which was written, I guess, 18 years ago, and yet it's talking very directly to things that are happening in our world today. Yeah. And, you know, you could say the same for songs that he wrote 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. It really is a mark of the timelessness of his artistry. You know, it's the things that he is singing about and writing about are things that we are all struggling with right now.
Yep.
We were talking off the air. I took my 18-year-old son, Michael, to see Bob Dylan, and there was one point where he was shuffling around the stage, and we're like, oh, Bobby's got some new slippers. And then at some point, he was just standing very brave out there, and it's like, there's a new sheriff in town pose. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've seen
that
happen.
Yeah, I've seen him recently. Yeah, for sure.
Really fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Very quickly, where's the nose ring? What happened to the nose ring?
Oh, I lost that a long time ago.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's where it should be.
Maybe on the floor somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
A pleasure to meet you. Really, you're an inspiration to many women singers out there. You have a wonderful voice. You're a great singer-songwriter. Joan Osborne. Go see her tonight, citywinery.com. And Keith Cotton and Jack Petrozelli, thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks, guys. A quick break. We'll find out what Steve has coming up next. It's